You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Shortland Street is getting involved in the campaign to recruit nurses. Today I spoke to Jessica Joy Wood, one of the head writers of the show, about the creative side of this endeavour. Here we are now.
Well, what we are doing is we have incorporated a storyline into the show, which is that we've incorporated in two ways. We've got one side where we've got our DON nurse heading a campaign to drive new nurses to the career. On the other side, we've got a returning character who we loved initially when she came on the show, and we really wanted to loop her back in. And so we've got her coming in, and she's at a place in her life where she's looking for something new and something to sort of fulfill her in a different way to her previous life. And she finds, in a sort of, we've woven those stories together, she finds her way to nursing through that, if that makes sense. So in terms of the drive for nursing, it's really for us, it's about the story. We're always looking for us as a TV show rather than what exactly an ad campaign is. We're looking to how it enriches our storytelling and how our characters respond to things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. And it's such a creative way to aid the struggling profession in Aotearoa right now. What was the motivation for Shorty to get involved? Does the crew feel a particular connection with healthcare workers because of the plot of the show?
Absolutely, yeah. And we have some medical advisors on the show as well who are real-life nurses. And we really do feel, whether or not it's reciprocated, a deep sort of respect and connection to the healthcare workers in this country. And we were really stoked, actually, to be approached. We felt like there was an obvious synergy between this particular campaign and our show, because we're constantly, I mean, obviously there's no way that we can really reflect the struggles that our real life healthcare workers are going through, because we're a TV show and we're a soap and we've got our own sort of agenda, but we do really feel like we sort of, I don't know, we wanted to represent, often we're talking about how short-staffed our Shortland Street Hospital is, and we feel a real sort of affinity with the healthcare workers in New Zealand, I think.
And Shortland Street has obviously been a staple of New Zealand's media industry for just over 30 years now. So to what extent do you believe that art has a capacity to make real change, especially when it's so entrenched in the culture?
I think absolutely art has the ability to make real change, and across all forms of art. I think that's not a new concept, you know, it's been sort of widely proven. You look at that into history, everyone talks about, you look back and you don't see businesses, you look back and you look at people that, like, civilizations, art forms as sort of what was happening in that era. We really can sort of, art does connect people, I think. It helps you to see things from a slightly different perspective, and uniformly, whether you come to it from left or right, rich or poor, you could see something together. And so I think giving people the opportunity to look at something slightly outside of their normal field, it really does create the ability to change how you act, I think, in life.
What are the demographics of viewers? Are young people watching and ready to get recruited?
Well, I hope so. We actually have a huge range of watchers. We're really lucky in that we have people watching right from sort of, you know, 14 up to 70. My mum is an avid watcher at 75, and so is my niece at 13. So we really run the gamut of viewers. But we do have a very strong viewership in the sort of early 20s, late teens. And I think what this particular campaign was trying to get at, I believe, is that it's not just your typical, what people think of as a typical nurse is what they need. You know, you don't have to be what traditionally people are kind of thinking, oh, you need to be sort of a natural carer. And I'm sure you do have to be a carer. But it's an opportunity that's exciting, I think. But I think that's something that Shortland Street tries to show as well, is that being a nurse, and while it's really difficult and it's stressful, and not to make light of the situation, but it's also exciting and you're saving lives and making a real difference in people's lives, I think.
Yeah, you touched on it just then, but I was going to ask, what aspects of nursing will the storyline showcase? What kind of emotions or human experiences will it tap into to motivate viewers to consider a career in nursing?
Yeah, well, I think, as I sort of loosely touched on it before, the particular storyline we're focusing on is the story of a young woman who is, looking for a change in her life and looking for a sense of fulfillment and purpose. And I think while obviously, I'm not a nurse, and I've got no idea exactly how they feel. We do talk a lot to real nurses and follow, obviously, what's going on in the healthcare professions in New Zealand. And I think what we're trying to tap into and what our character gets to tap into is the sense of purpose, the sense of the ability to create real change and really help people is what our character has suddenly finds herself doing. She's good at sort of a bit of tough love. She's good at making people feel comfortable, and she also gets a kick out of saving people's lives. So I think what we're trying to look at is trying to get people to, trying to get our character to feel like she has a purpose and is making a difference in the world.
And when can we expect that storyline to hit our screens?
So it'll be on air from around for the week of the 15th of August.
That was me speaking with the head writer of Shortland Street, Jessica Joy Wood, about their involvement in the recent recruitment drive for nurses.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.